Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting second. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gordy Coleman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joey J. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joey J. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Elder White. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. And now, play ball. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas strikes out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Keogh reaches third base with a triple. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keogh scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Tapp and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Lynch reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. It's 2-0, Reds. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Reds. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball four. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Joey J is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. J takes first base on ball four. Edwards moves to third. Blasingame moves to second. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive towards short. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock strikes out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Reds. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lynch. The throw from Tap and he is out, White applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Elder White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White bunts towards the mound. Jay fields it and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to second. One out. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive towards short. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hubbs strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jay fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blasingame bunts towards first. Banks fields the ball and throws to Cardwell covering. Safe. Joey J is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jay is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blasingame moves to second. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tap settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Keogh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blasingame scores. It's 5-1, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elder White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tap hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hubbs hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Edwards and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Edwards is called out on strikes. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joey J is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. J is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, J hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers pinch hits for Elder White. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Andre Rogers now playing shortstop. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenas hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will pinch hits for El Tap. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim McKnight pinch hits for Don Cardwell. Jim McKnight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKnight hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brock strikes out. Edwards drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Brock out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Anderson now pitching. Mo Thacker now catching. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson juggles the ball. That's an error on Anderson. Cookie Rojas pinch runs for Jerry Lynch. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Coleman strikes out. There goes Rojas. The throw from Thacker to Rogers, and Rojas is out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Wally Post now playing left field. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hubbs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Edwards strikes out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Blasingame hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey J is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. J is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. J strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Post. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Bobby Smith pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogers scores. It's 5-2, Reds. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.